My mind is my home, and it is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity. This is the Absolute Philosopher from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California. With the Absolute Philosopher, my mind is my home, and it is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity. How many of us can say that our mind is our home that is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity? Unfortunately, all too few. And the reason that there are so few that can say that is that there are so few who are in charge of the interior decorating of their mind. My mind is my home. Now, how are you decorating your home? Are you decorating with love, peace, and sincerity? Or are you decorating it with doubt, with hatred, and with mistrust? These are the things that happen all too often. A marriage is founded upon trust. And that trust is, I believe you. You have now decided to marry me, and you're not going to run around with anybody else. Before, you had all sorts of friends and lovers and relations, but now you've got me and only me. And don't you dare go out and be with anyone else in this world except me. Well, that sort of an attitude sort of puts a kibosh on a loving relationship. That means I own you now and I possess you. And of course, with that attitude, marriages don't last very long. And we have seen that evidenced only too much in the world. However, true marriages are made in a far different way. It is made in a way where the home is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity. How do we furnish a home with love, peace, and sincerity? What is love that we put into a home? What does love mean? What does it mean when we are loving ourselves? I had a person contact me and say that they wanted some help. And I said, always glad to help you when I feel like it. And they said, well, here's my need, and this is where I stand, and this is what my world is all about, and I really would like to have you help. And I said, okay, I'll help you. And they said, oh, you're so wonderful, you're so great, you're so fantastic. And I said, you bet, I love you, bye. And they said, goodbye. And I thought to myself, how unfortunate. They had a chance to say, I love you. They had a chance to say that I like you. They had a chance to say, that's very nice of you to help me. But they didn't. You see, my world is an strange, very strange world. I live in a world where I love myself. I love myself very much, completely, absolutely. And I love all of my creation, absolutely. I cannot love you and not love you, because if I don't love you, that means there's a part of me I don't love. I cannot love somebody and not love somebody else, because it just doesn't work that way. You have to love absolutely, unconditionally, you have to love. Now, you don't have to. Of course, if you don't, you get the response of it. Now, this person is living in an on and off again relationship with the world. One minute this person has abundance, and the next minute this person is in debt. One minute this person has more than they know what to do with, and they even give away money, and the next minute they're in poverty. They haven't got enough to have their hair done. And you see, it's a shame, because they haven't learned how to love. They haven't learned how to love themselves first. You see, when we learn to love ourselves first, we don't care about anybody else. I don't care whether you guys live or die. I love me, and I only create beautiful people in my world. You wouldn't dare die in my world. You wouldn't dare be unhappy in my world. You wouldn't dare do anything in my world that didn't make you feel good. Because that's me. That's me. I love everything. And I see all of you doing everything wonderful and beautiful and good and having a relationship with the world that is just utterly spectacular, you know? And so you say, well, my gosh, are you married to everybody? Well, in a way, in a manner of speaking, yes. I am married to everyone because first I'm married to myself. And then I create everyone in my image. Oh my gosh, you think you're God, don't you? Yes, that's true. Yes, I am God, and I am God. And I create everyone in my world in my image. We do this. Whether we like to take credit for not, we do this. We create every person, every circumstance, every thing that could ever happen to us in our world. We create the storms. We create the weather, good, bad, or indifferent. We create our lovely house or our dumb house. We create accidents. We create everything. You see, that doesn't mean we're exonerated from our creation, but it does mean that when we take responsibility for our creation turns out to be pretty nice. It turns out to be pretty wonderful. And then everything that we are, our creation is. Now, do you know anybody in the world that doesn't like you? Do you know anybody in the world that's angry at you? Do you know anybody in the world that would like to pick a fight with you? No. You watch it on television, you watch it on the video, you watch it on radio or whatever, you read it in books, you know, of all these people having fights and having arguments. Well, hey, they're so different. They're so different that they're written about. People who love one another, people who are joyous in each other's company, people who respect the world that they create, they're not written about. You know why? It's so common. Mm-hmm. It's so common. Just the uncommon things are written about. So when we are furnishing our mind and our home with love, peace, and sincerity, that means we are taking responsibility for what goes into our home. Now, Ellen just came into a couple of $100,000 million. And so she's rich as can be. Okay, so Ellen says, I'm going to refurbish my home. I'm going to make a wonderful home. I'm going to put furniture in there that's just going to be superb, the kind that is just pure comfort, that massages you. Ellen says, I'd like a nice massage chair, but they cost $9,000-$10,000, she said, but that's the kind I really want. Well, Ellen, put it in mind. Don't think that you're not worthy of it. Don't think that it cannot happen. Put it in consciousness and watch it happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell the story of Kurt Schweigart leasing me a Mercedes 450 SL to drive all over Europe while I was there. Well, I was in Europe. I had a 450 SL. Everybody looked at me and said, wow, you got class, man. You know, and, you know, 450 SL driving around Europe, doing all these things. Everybody thought I was rich as can be. Everybody thought, you know, woo-wee. And I did, too. I enjoyed it. But when I went back home, I went back to my ordinary cars. Now, why didn't I have a 450 SL at home? Because that wasn't my consciousness at home. My consciousness away from home was, I am Mr. Wonderful. And my consciousness at home, I got work to do. I settled down on these things. But why can't we have a 450 SL at home too? Because we accept less. We accept less. We accept people saying to us, we can't afford it. We accept people saying to us that we shouldn't do it. I was just telling you, I went into a store with a friend yesterday, and I was looking at some table knives, you know, some sharp knives that you use for cutting bread or what fruit or whatever. And I saw just what I wanted. There were four steak knives, just perfect for what I wanted. And my friend saw eight steak knives that looked almost alike, but they weren't. And he says, why don't you take the eight instead of the four? You know, the eight are cheaper than the four. And I said, that's right. They are cheaper than the four. And they were cheaper constructed and cheaper made, and they did not have the class that I wanted from the eight, rather from the four. And I took the four. And I am quite happy with it. He said, I should do this and I shouldn't do that. You see, we cannot listen to other people. We must always listen to ourselves. Oh, other people may give us good ideas and good suggestions, you know, but we only listen to ourselves. Now, you're going to buy a car. What color is that car going to be? White, red, brown, blue, black, you know, whatever. And a number of your friends say, oh, blue, oh, black, oh, red, oh, white, oh, orange, oh, this or that. But you, in your mind, have a color that appeals to you. It may just be white. It may be red. It may be whatever it may be. But don't ever vary from your color. You stand by it. Not like, I will not take anything unless it's that, you know. I take anything that comes along and trade it in on what you want, you know. You get what you want. But you don't have to trade it in if you really have it in your consciousness that that's the color you want. And so when you do that, what are you doing? You're furnishing your garage with the type of car you want. You're furnishing your home with love and peace and sincerity. Sincerity is which says, hey, this is where I am. Some people say, oh, I can't have a nude statue in my living room, you know, of Michelangelo's David, you know. My gosh, that's indiscreet, you know. If that's what you think, don't. Mm-hmm. If you don't think it's indiscreet, then have it. But you don't have it there so that people can see David's genitals. You have it there so people can see the beauty of a human form beautifully carved. Beautifully carved. Now, you say, well, why not put some shorts on him, you know? Or why not put a loincloth on? Well, you can. It doesn't matter. People do that. People do that. But you see, the thing is, when you have a nude statue, you look at the nude statue, you see all of its parts, and then after that, you never see it again. All you do is see the symmetry of that beautiful form, and then you think of yourself. You think, that's my symmetry, that's my beauty, that's my form. And you never think of it. It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing. Have you ever met a beautiful person, and afterwards someone said, for instance, it was a woman, and someone says, did you meet Jeannie? Yeah, yeah. Isn't she gorgeous? What do you mean? Well, isn't she gorgeous? I didn't notice what she had on. No, I mean, she's got a beautiful body. I didn't notice her body. You didn't notice her body? She's so gorgeous, so beautiful. What did you see? Well, I saw her charisma. I saw her aura. I saw the beauty, if you will, of her soul, of her majesty shining through the clothes, the body, the form. I couldn't tell you. If I saw her on the street, I would know her from that soul power within her. I wouldn't know her by her clothing, which she would be changing from time to time. But you see, real beauty is the beauty that comes from that inner magnificence. And so this is what we're talking about here. My mind is my home, and it is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity. Think about that very seriously, because what is it you're going to put in there? Now, we come back to Ellen, and we're going to give her the hot seat. Ellen's got all this money, and she hires Sylvia to come in and decorate her house. And so Sylvia is a very high-class interior decorator. And Sylvia comes into Ellen's house and says, do you do this? We do this. We do this. And Ellen walks in and she says, that's not my thing at all. And Sylvia says, I have decorated some of the richest houses in town. What do you mean it's not your thing? And Ellen says, well, it's just not my thing. And Sylvia says, well, what do you want? You know, I mean, I'm going to decorate for you. What do you want? And Ellen says, I want a simple intrinsic beauty which does not look ostentatious, even though I have $100,000, $200,000, $1 million house. I don't want it to look ostentatious. And ostentatious is where we have the manner of gold and the manner of tile and the manner of everything that is not in a normal home. You go into some very expensive homes and you feel a warmth immediately. You go into some very poor homes and you feel a coldness, because they're trying for something that's not there. But when the heart is in the home, when it's furnished with love and peace and sincerity, everybody feels good there. Nobody can walk into that house without the feeling of goodness. And you walk into somebody else's house who has someone else decorate their house, and it isn't their response, isn't their mannerism, and people look at it and they say, yuck, you know, yuck. And this is how it goes sometimes. And that's not the thing that we want to have. It's not the type of life that we want. It's not the type of attitude that we want. We want, my mind is my home, and it is furnished with love, peace, and sincerity. That's all that matters. Love, peace, and sincerity. So, love for myself, peace in my heart, and sincerity of doing it my way. And we will have people object, or will we?
No.
Why will we not have people object?
We are.
Because we don't create them. We only create people who are one with us, harmonious with us, and living in that majesty that we are. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the absolute philosopher. My mind is my home, and it's furnished with love and peace and sincerity. So, think of those things. They're pretty nice. Have a lovely evening and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you. I love you.